Granny, Dammit, I believe that's our ring.
I know this rum, I believe. Oh.
Hello, John Storm. This is Rum and Abner.
See what's going down Pine Ridge. Well, since Lum's theater burned down and he's supposed to take a job as delivery boy, Abner's having the time of his life being the boss for a change. In virtually making a slave of Lum, Abner feels that he's teaching his ex-partner a much-needed lesson in humility. As we listen on the little community today, we've kind of jotted him down to his new delivery boy talking on the telephone. But
for goodness sake, is this meeting today? Granny, that bum forgot about that. Things have been so mixed up lately, I ain't been able to keep track of nothing, looks like. Why, sure, I'll be there. Yeah, who's going to be the toastmaster today? Me? Well, sure, I'd love to, but it ain't my turn. Oh, I see. Well, sure, yeah, you can count on me, yes, sir. Yeah, well, I'll see you down at Luke's then, Izzy. All right, fine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, morning, Abner. You're just the fella I want to see. I'll have to be gone for a couple of hours this noon on account of the regular meeting.
Now, just a minute now, boy. Now, first place, I want you to call me Mr. Peabody. And in the second place, if you want any time off, why, you come to me and ask me in the regular way.
Well, what is a regular way?
Well, it's just a regular way, that's all. Can't wait till I sit down in the rocking chair here, then you can ask me.
Oh, you mean your rocking chair? That's mine, and you know it.
When you signed over your half the store to me, you said everything in it went with it. You said that yourself.
Now, I never meant personal things like that, though, I don't think.
Well, let's not discuss it now. I've got too much work lined up for you to do today to waste any time on a batch of prattle. Now, what did she want to ask me?
Well, you see, today is a bi-monthly meeting.
Stand up first, straight. Now, I never told you could sit down. Stand up.
All right.
Take your hands out of your pocket. Stand up straight. Because there's one thing I can't put up with. It's a slouchy-looking dealer, boy. Now, that's better. All right. Go ahead.
Well, today's a bi-monthly meeting of the Pine Ridge Business Leaders Club, so natural I have to go to it. And that general takes around 2 hours or so, and I
don't... Now, why do you have to go to it?
Because I'm a member of it. I've always gone to it. Been invited. It's just natural, that's all.
What did you say the name of that outfit was?
Well, you know what it is as well as I do. It's the Pine Ridge Business Leaders Club.
Business leader, huh?
Yeah.
Do you call a dealer boy a business leader? Seems to me that you're sort of overstepping your place, boy. You just better get on back there in the feed room now and open up them packing boxes and hear no more of this nonsense.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner.
Mr. Peabody.
This is a special meeting today. We're having businessmen from Odin and Jerry Hill as our guests.
Well, that's nice. Hope they enjoy it.
Well, they won't enjoy it if I ain't there. Because Earl Pomeroy was supposed to be toastmaster today, but he can't make it, so they asked me if I...
I'd just rather not hear another word about it. Now, get to work, boy. We've got work to do.
Now, Abner, you know how much I enjoy these meetings.
I don't care how much you enjoy them.
Well, don't you want to jot them down, store, to be represented at such a big meeting as that?
Well, it wouldn't hurt, I reckon. Yeah, it wouldn't do much good, neither.
It'd be awful good advertising. And it wouldn't look right if there weren't nobody there from the leading store of Polk County.
Leading store?
Yeah, that's about what it is now since you've taken over here. You're doing a wonderful job with it, Abner.
I am.
Oh, sure. So, natural, the leading store has to be represented there today.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it just that way. No, I hadn't done it. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Rom. Who's making arrangements for the meeting?
Edry Seastrump is. He's chairman of the committee.
Yeah, well, you call up Edry.
Yeah.
And tell him I'll be proud to come to the meeting.
You will?
Why, sure.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. You couldn't go to the meeting. You've never been to one of them affairs in your whole life. You wouldn't know how to act there.
Well, I'm going. I can't learn no younger.
Well, you wouldn't fit in there.
I don't know why I wouldn't. I'm the owner and president of the leading store of Polk County, ain't I?
Well, yeah.
Go on, call our business, tell him I'll be there.
Well, now, listen, Abner, you wouldn't want your leading store disgraced, would you?
Huh?
You wouldn't want it to be the laughing stock, would you?
Well, no, of course not.
All right, then, you better be careful who you send over there to represent you. Get a man that's had experience at them meetings. A fella that can get up on his feet and do some plain and fancy out loud talking.
Well, if I get anybody, I want to get the head man, the owner. And that's me. I'll call up Ezra myself and tell him he won't do it.
Now, wait a minute, Ezra.
It's awful hard to get help nowadays or do what you tell him to do.
Abner, you don't know how to get up there and be a total man.
Wait a minute, wait just a minute. Be quiet, I can't hear you. Hello? Is that you, Ezra? This is Abner Peabody. Oh, yes, fine. Say, Ezra, Lorne won't be able to come to that meeting today, so...
That
oh, he'll be tied up at the store.
That
it is a shame, but I'll be there in his place. Well, don't worry, I know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Why, sure. Yeah, all right, Izzy. Yeah, I'll see you over there. Well, that takes care of it. Now, get your work, boys. Hurry up, there's things to do.
All right, but I'd just love to be there and watch you when you get them, make your opening remarks.
Opening remarks?
Why, sure. The Toastmaster always does that. Make a few opening remarks. That always reminds him of a humorous joke and tells a couple of them before he starts introducing the other speakers, of course.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Well, that's what you're going to be, the Toastmaster of the meeting.
Huh?
See, that's why Ezra wanted me to be showing me there today. It was actually Earl Pomeroy's turn today to be Toastmaster, but he couldn't make it.
Oh.
Just twitched me and you, though. I found your Earl just got cold feet and was afraid to go through with it when you heard he was having all them out-of-town guests today.
Oh. Well, maybe...
And you can't hardly blame Earl. That's going to be an extra hard job over there today.
Yes,
To be honest, I'm glad I'm out of it.
Well, now, Mommy, if you really want to go with
it... No, I can't go now. I'm going to be tied up at the store here.
Well, I'll untie you. I'll let you off early at noon.
No, couldn't think of it. Got them packing boxes to uncrate. Got all that delivers to make. Don't forget, I'm just a deliver boy.
Yeah, let's see.
What you better be doing is getting a list of all the speakers and finding out what they did all through life so you can say, it's now my great honor and pleasure to introduce a man who is so-and-so and so-and-so. A man who so-and-so and so-and-so. Tell about it. Man who so-and-so.
You mean I have to do all that?
Why, sure. You better be writing down your opening speech, too.
Yeah.
It's awfully important that you get off to a good start, you know.
Yeah. Well, Lorne, would you sort of help me with it a little?
Oh, what would a little old deliver boy know about such as that? You're the business leader out here.
Yeah, that's right. Now, let's see. Reckon I better start writing something down here. Is it all right to put stuff like that down on a grocery order pad?
I don't know. I don't want to overstep myself.
Well, I reckon it'll do. See now. Dear sir. I know it's for starting out letters, that dear sir stuff. How would you start this out, Mom?
I got to get back there and work on them packing cases.
Let's see here. Ladies and gentlemen. I take pleasure today in being here.
Ladies? Did you ever hear the ladies at a business leaders meeting?
Oh, no lady there, huh?
Well, don't ask me. I'm just a boy that works here.
Oh. Gentlemen, I'm standing here before you this sunshiny day. What's the matter? Did I say something wrong there?
I don't know. Nothing but a grocery boy.
Now, Lorne, you've got to tell me now what was wrong with that.
Well, now, a big business leader like you don't want to take the opinions of a $3 a week boy. Surely you ain't going to stoop that low.
No, I reckon not. Gentlemen and business leaders, I'm from that woodman. Now, I can't concentrate on nothing with that noise going on around here.
Excuse me, go ahead.
You get on back to feed room, get them packing cases opened up. That's what you better
do. Yes, sir, boy. Yes, sir. Going right now.
Businessmen and leaders, here I stand up here. How do you do, everybody? The meeting will now come to order. I'm proud to see your faces. Smiling faces, I put. Special you out of town, fellas. Back then, you remind me of a joke.
Oh, hey, Abner, what are you doing, talking to yourself?
Huh? Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Doggy, I ain't no out loud talker.
Well, I never said you was.
I just ain't gonna do it. That's all there to it. Doggy, I'll show that varmint who's the boss around here. Hey, Rob! Boy, come in here.
What are you fixing to do to poor old Lum?
I'll show him a thing or two. Hurry up, boy.
I'm coming. What is it, Mr. Peabody?
I want you to get your hat and coat. You already got them in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ordering you to go over to that meeting today in my place.
Well, now, wait. You can't force me into that.
I can do it. I'm the boss here. Now, hurry up. Get going.
All right. I'll go, but I want you to know it ain't because I want to. I'm just doing it to save my job. You're a hard man, Edgar.